The composer Alcan, whose real name was Charles-Henri Valentin Morange, is probably better known for how he died than for anything he wrote. A recluse most of his life, he was apparently crushed to death when he was reaching up to the top shelf for a volume of the Talmud, the encyclopedic collection of Jewish civil and religious law, and the entire bookcase collapsed on him. Alcan was considered one of the great piano virtuosos of the 19th century, sometimes spoken of in the same breath with Liszt. His music, too, is extremely difficult. There's a piano concerto, for instance, for piano alone. That is, the piano itself also plays the part of the entire orchestra. One of the reasons Alcan is now so little known may be his dedication to playing and writing for an instrument that had only a very brief history, the so-called pedalier, or pedal piano. This is something like a grand piano rigged up like an organ with a pedal board so the bass notes can be played with the feet. Some of Alcan's later music is for either pedal piano or organ. A new album of this forgotten music has been released on the Nimbus label. The performer is the young British organist Kevin Bowyer, and the music is fascinating. Here's part of the seventh of Alcan's 13 prayers. Alcan tended to compose in shorter forms. The longest of the 13 prayers is under 7 minutes. The second selection on this album is the 8 little preludes on the 8 modes of plain chant, and all 8 together last little over 7 minutes. But they are all delightfully inventive, and like all the other pieces on the album, beautifully structured. These little preludes are the only works Alcan published directly for organ. Ironically, they're just for keyboard, no pedals. Here's the delicately haunting third prelude, complete. The longest piece on the Alcan album is the powerful 14-minute impromptu on Luther's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And even this piece, probably Alcan's last and greatest work for pedal piano, builds to its magnificent final fugue from a series of brief but intricately woven variations on Martin Luther's famous hymn. Thank you. All these pieces are vividly played by Kevin Bowyer on the Salisbury Cathedral organ. But what's most impressive about these selections is their astonishing variety of feeling and color. They are celebratory and sinister, grandiloquent and naive. Some seem conservatively rooted in the 19th century. Others sound astonishingly modern with their fascinating textures and harmonies. There are even premonitions of minimalism, though no minimalist I can think of ever wrote anything so short. Nimbus gives us a generous playing time of almost 74 minutes. Unlike a lot of minimalism, when it's over, you want to hear more.